Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
He said, many of the Arabs do not know. So I'm saying all the Arabs, 15%, are scholars. Because I'm lying. Why? Because I guarantee you half of the Arabs cannot read and write. Yes, they're Arabs. They can speak the Arabic language, but they cannot read or write because they're uneducated. So millions of women in the Arab world, Arab British school, will not allow them to school. And even though the words are less society, the reading of the Quran will not come to them. Why I'm putting all this together? Muslims around the world do not know the Quran. Let's say 90% of the Muslims cannot read. That's the reason we cannot understand. 10% of the Muslims, that is 1 million and 1.7 million, whatever it is. Whatever number is, 10% of the Muslims can read the Quran. How in the world do you call the rest of the Muslims a Muslim if you cannot read it?
So I have a question in the chat room from Eric, our one of our hosts from BTR. He asked, how many do we know that actually, I mean, that's the 13% that know Arabic. How many actually know the classical Arabic?
Well, I know you call it classical Arabic. I don't believe it's classical. I call it dumb Arabic. Why? Because we have the Bible written in Arabic, and I can't read my Bible. I can start from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, until Revelation, the last chapter, and I say amen. I don't hardly make any mistakes in my reading. When it comes to Quran, it's not just error. It is weird to write. You have to understand. I told you correctly. The original Quran, and we can maybe show you a picture of it in a few minutes here, does not have dots. The dot is very important to understand. So maybe give an example how. If you do not have the dot over the letter, you can make any word out of the same letter. The original Quran, no dot. Yeah? The original Quran does not have vowels. The O-E-I-E, you know, these make different words. Now, when I read the Quran, I'm going to be sincere with you. That bird is on air, you're going to read it. And you're going to hear it, and you're going to make copies of it. When I read that stupid Quran, I really know it's not the word of God. I know it's a very corrupt book. We're going to prove this to you tonight, and maybe more pieces of it. Then we're going to go a little bit fast. Since I'm going to join us again in the future, we're going there. Yeah, slowly, slowly. And I'll be sharing with you many mistakes in the next future for the world. But when I read the Quran, and I don't read it correctly, so the word zikru, doesn't make any difference. I can read it any way I want. Why? Because the original Quran does not have the tashkil, the vowel, does not have the dot. I can actually call it zikr, or I can make any other word for it. But Muslims, they like to catch any of us who are destroying Islam by jumping and said, you cannot read the Quran, you read it wrong. And I can read a sentence, and every word in the sentence was not pronounced accurately. But wait a minute. What else are we going to be showing you tonight? That we have more than one Arab Quran. We have bunch of Arab Quran. And the word is written with the vowels different from one copy of the Quran to another. What are you going to do with that? What's your reason to your life? Which recitation you would like? Now I'm going to also maybe the Lord give us some time, but I'm going to share with you so many grammatic errors in the Quran. Really errors in the Quran. In the Quran. When you start making mistakes, so what did you? I have, literally, I care less how I'm going to pronounce this word. And it's a sense I do not know how to read it perfectly in the Arabic language. In my translation in English, that's not good. No, you're dumb, you idiot. You could not find one word in my translation of accurate.
We're going through your Quran in the Dissecting the Quran series, and we're just finished chapter 5, and one of the things I notice as an educator is sometimes I'm questioning if this was originally written in Arabic because they mix tenses up. They do things that, like, a person who is studying it, who is learning a new language, would actually do. So, I mean, I'm curious if. No. I'm not saying your translation. What I'm saying is, I think the original writer of this in Arabic, whichever Quran you have, I tend to believe that that person had Arabic as a second language.
Surely we will be in God. My aim is not that it is perfect, even though I'm able to pronounce this word. And it's so amazing. Once they got into the God, they make part of the video you sent me, by the way, about my pronunciation of the word fuck, which means a bad. The children of Adam from their back, from his back. And they say, fuck, you idiot. You foolish. My point of David the first is not how to pronounce the word back, because English is not signifying back. My point is, does man's sperm come from the backbone? Your sperm comes from your backbone? Allah is so stupid, Allah is so ignorant, he does not know where the sperm comes from. But he sets the problem, the mistake of the cross, the problem of Allah, talking about this huge biological error of Allah, the creator of man. And you will not talk about the problem. He just hardly not pronounce the word fuck. But he said fuck. So who is? I said to Tom, oh my God, he does not do Arabic. Tell your father, he does not do Arabic. He does not qualify for the water. So who is for the fuck? Oh, that's bad, you idiot. You Allah is ignorant about where the sperm come from. You mean they come from the man's back? The Adam's back? God help us. You stupid Muslim, come with the unimportant thing and make a big deal. How do you that does not know how to read your Quran? Like, I didn't want to sit on the tablet because it's not that important. It's not that holy. I can't read if I don't read it even address. I don't care. You know, but when the Quran laughs at me, and he's not going to read the Quran, it's a dumb book for Muslims. But Muslims, that's who he is, not God is. Do you also understand what you're reading? You stupid Muslim, that your sperm come from your back, you idiot. Tell your mama you're going to say, leave Muhammad. No. There's no problem in the Quran. The Sama does not know how to pronounce the word, the word. And here it is, God. God bless you. That's so tough. And that was the first thing you watch. What the Muslim say? What the Muslim is called, take the cross to the Quran. That's what I grew up to believe. Because Muslims say this, and they beat it, and they remember, because the prophet was dead. If you saw my big enough and see the people, people will eventually come to me. The Muslims in the world, those who cannot read, even a line in the Quran, they cannot read any evidence here, they believe that the Muslims are
stupid. Oh, okay. Sorry, okay. Sorry, I think I have to go there. Sorry. Here we go.
Absolutely word by word preserved. Many people are claimed about the Quran, and we stand by that claim that it came. In 2020, we stand by that claim that in the light of evidence and otherwise, the Quran is preserved word by word, and it can be traced back to the Prophet of Allah, the Son of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, word by word. And frankly, you know, the Quran has been preserved with me since the time of the Prophet. Word for word, letter for letter, haraka for balsam. There is not a book on the planet Earth in human history that has been preserved like this, in its reading, in its articulation, in its pronunciation and its preservation. There is not a book on the planet Earth which has been preserved like the Quran.
Of Muslims on planet Earth or elsewhere have no doubt whatsoever that the Quran has been preserved to the letter, to the dot, and to the sound when we talk about this.
It is amazing. The Muslim Ummah has its fair share of strange ideologies, different sects, different beliefs, different groups. But guess what? All of these groups, no matter what their sect and understanding of Islam is, their Quran is exactly the same. Their Quran is exactly the same. And no group of Muslims around the world believes in another book they call the Quran that is not our book. The Quran shall remain uncorrupted, untouched, and unchallenged until the day of judgment. No one shall be able to tamper with the Quran. No one shall be able to bring a false copy of the Quran, and the Muslims will be fooled and say it is a false copy. And therefore, to this day, the Ummah has never disagreed about its holy book. O Muslims, thank Allah for this blessing.
And the Quran, there's only one Quran. There are no various versions or whatnot. It's one standard copy of the Quran across the Muslim world. And really, there's not been any variant versions of the Quran. The Quran is the Quran for all sects and schisms and groups of Islam. And we also, all Muslims, take pride in the fact there is but one Quran. There's no variant in the Quran.
It's the weather thing that right now, at this moment, every single Muslim in the book, wherein the book of the Quran was described, was to disappear. Right now, overnight, in every single Muslim community, you have exactly the same book, with exactly the same letters, with exactly the same vowels, merged and be transcribed and be recited out loud amongst every single Muslim community worldwide. That's special.
The Hajj transmission throughout the world has remained preserved to the dots and letters and sounds and vowels.
As we all know, the Quran has been preserved word for word.
Today, Musab, it is exactly the same, word to word, letter to letter. This book, the Quran, is Kalam Allah, Ghayr Makhluq. It is the words of Allah, not a part of the Makhluq. It was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and preserved word by word, letter by letter, half by half, even the pronunciation.
The Quran that you read is exactly the one that was given to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Word for word, letter by letter, surah by surah, the whole Quran. It retains clearly Allah promised in the Quran, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. Surah 16, ayah number 9. Allah says that it is Allah who has revealed this dhikr, this message, the Quran, he will protect. No change. It retains the spirit.
All right. So with that whole idea repeated over and over again, and everybody believes it, including those who are saying it, and they do not even know what they're saying, because they don't speak Arabic. Imagine that would be on the phone. One Quran, two Quran, never change, word for word, letter for letter, the tashkil, how you pronounce the word. That's why when you stand back to pronounce the word wrong, he's wrong, because he's not pronouncing the way that Muslim Imam wants me to pronounce it. Is this true? The Quran is perfect, you know?
It is perfect.
It is perfect.
It is perfect. But our understanding of perfect versus Islamic understanding of perfect is very different. That is the issue. So in this occasion, I think it would be helpful for us to remember Islam teaches that the moment you doubt, even in one letter, in the Quran, you are kafir, you are disbeliever. That's very important for us to remember. And it is another something important for us to remember is on the Day of Judgment, the place of the Quran. Quran is taking the attributes of Allah on himself and arguing with Allah on the behalf of those who intercede. Those who recited it. Therefore, doesn't matter what our Muslim friends say or your Muslim friends say, with looking from their perspective, we look back. For example, we heard from Sheikh Yasser Qadhi expressed that Quran has been perfectly preserved, yet it is the same Sheikh who expressed there are holes in the narrative. We heard
from Muslims where they are expressing that there is only one Quran, but they say, oh, actually there are lots of Qurans and Allah is the one who only knows what is unseen. So there are lots of issues there.
Yeah.
We heard Muslims express that today if they burn all the Qurans, still they will be able to produce the perfect Quran because apparently they memorized it.
Oh.
But it was Sheikh Yasir Qadri who said, he was asked, I will give you empty Musa, which Quran would you write? He said, simply, I don't know, I will pick from that, and I'll put something together.
Yasir Qadri believes there are more than one Musa.
He does. Yeah,
but he does. We talked about it as well. But at the same time, when he talked to James White at this meeting, he said it's a perfect one Quran for the whole world. And James White said they gave a smile, and the whole people in the church believing that there's only one holy Arabic Quran. Was he lying then, or he was not? Was he ignorant on the subject?
I am very much aware that Sheikh Yasir Qadri is very much aware that there are different Arabic Qurans. And he's been teaching on that, he's been making money from that. I usually follow the basic principles. If the lips of Muslims are moving, that means they are misguiding people. But I cannot say much because I don't know his heart. All I can say what I am observing. So there was a comment which was made from the Muslim missionaries. If today we burn all the Quran,
we can bring it from the people's memory.
Yeah. From the memory of the people we will be able to produce. That should all concern us because when we look at the time of Muhammad, what we see is Muhammad did not compile the Quran. Muhammad didn't leave Quran behind himself as a book.
As a matter of fact, Muhammad did not ask anybody to put the Quran in a book form. So when the Muslims start writing the Quran, that's what they taught in Egypt. Omar went to Abu Bakr, he put the Quran in a book form. Abu Bakr was responsible. What is the first Khalifa, the first successor? How can we do what the Prophet of Allah did not ask us to do? That was the argument between Omar and Abu Bakr. Because, you know, it was during the war of apostasy, people are dying. Abu Bakr, Omar wanted to save the Quran because many of those memorized portions of the Quran of Quran were cut dead in this war of apostasy. And then that's when he was worried about the loss of the Quran, that's why he asked Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr said, no, thank you. One of those later, he was able to convince him. Come on, right.
Kind of. Okay. So, Muhammad didn't need the Quran this time.
Sure.
Muhammad said, within 2 years, it's only 2 years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Muslims are now fighting with one another within that 2 years. There is a need to put the Quran together.
Sure.
Abu Bakr, Uthman is involved putting together the first Quran, as we expect that it wasn't their intention, it wasn't their concern until they were losing the Quran because lots of people are dying in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So from that we should all kind of think, oh yeah, if today we burn all the Quran, they just put together the Quran as it is, but no, within 2 years, Muslims were not able to do that. Within 2 years, they concerned themselves with kind of practicing first Qudda in Islam.
Mm-hmm.
They put first Qudda together under the bulletin. Within 2 years, they already concerned that they are losing the Quran. Something kind of miracle happened. Within 20 years, Uthman becomes a caliph. He's the first caliph. In his time, Muslims are fighting with one another. Muslims are fighting with one another.
So they've been killing themselves for quite some time.
Yeah, so within 20 years.
Yeah.
And in one of the battles, Muslims are calling one another as kafir. Why? Because the way Quran is being recited. One Muslim is reciting the Quran different. Another Muslim is reciting Quran different.
Wait a minute. Different wording? Different pronunciation, different, what do you mean different?
That's magic question.
Oh.
That voice is not wise to ask that question. Because you don't look.
We know the story about that man who was reciting the Quran while Muhammad still alive.
Yeah, so this is the first.
Okay, right.
So Muslims are calling one another prophets, that orders another need to compile and make one perfect Quran. From that one perfect Quran, what is that is all the prophets of the Quran to be done. Perfect Quran is written, and there are lots of problems in it.
How many people got mad and they decided to call Osman ibn Affan to death because he burned the Quran? How many people got upset that you cannot burn the word of Allah?
Actually, no one got upset.
No one
Osman for burning Quran. Also, since soon after as Osman got killed, people kind of played football with the Quran of
they Osman. They played football with the Quran. Kick the Quran. Osman Quran was kicked by the foot. Like a soccer ball.
Yeah, someone.
You know what's amazing, Paul?
Do you know who did that?
No.
I say brother.
Are you serious?
Muhammad is never about to speak to
you. Aisha's brother is the one who killed Osman ibn Affan, and he shoot the Quran with his foot like a soccer ball.
Lots of people got involved in the death of Osman.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing from the story that Muhammad ibn Abu Bakr is involved. Death of Muhammad and then Quran is being kicked by fifth in that occasion.
So I don't understand why the whole world got upset and they want to kill Terry Jones for burning a copy of the Quran in English language. Not even the original Quran, not even the real Quran. Nobody believed that English Quran he burned is worth a dime or a nickel because it's man-made profession. Why the world get upset with Terry Jones, but nobody get upset with Osman who burned the original Quran? Every call is this and is this. Am I right?
So, I don't know why people get upset with that because we know from the time of Muhammad,
yeah.
A sheep is wrong and we don't get to hear how people made a verdict from that sheep. No, it doesn't look like anyone got to come with that sheep as Quran is the eternal word of Allah.
Uh-huh.
Uthman burned the Quran.
Uh-huh.
We don't get to see people are angry with Uthman. In 1705, Ibn Hajjaj got destroyed the Quran. It was all fine.
Yeah.
1920, Quran is being kind of compiled. So the Quran is being chosen, canonized, and then we get to see Quran is being sunk into the river of Egypt.
They baptized the Quran under the water? Oh. And nobody complained?
I don't know.
Was it English? What language were you in?
That was Arabic.
Arabic Quran. You see, Brother Paul, we have a problem. Go ahead.
So it is not sent to Islamic laws. Eating Quran, drunk Quran, destroyed Quran, sound Quran.
How about Lake Obele was the Quran that has soccer ball?
Yeah, that's
right. I forgot this one.
Yes,
I like soccer, you know, that people sport. So anyway, so here's the reaction of the Muslim from Infidel American Burn, a copy of the Quran in the English language, and look what happened to the Quran throughout the century by their own Muslims. Now, let's talk about the Quran in Muhammad while he's still alive, unless you want to make something.
We don't have actually that much information.
Yeah.
Main reason is the details I'm curious about I can't find.
Yeah.
So what we have so far is Quran came to Muhammad from different beings. According to Islamic tradition, one of the beings is Gabriel who brings the Quran to Muhammad,
uh-huh.
As well as he's got a tree. Passes the Quran to Muhammad.
So Muhammad was receiving the Quran not only from the angel Jibreel,
but
from a tree.
Yeah.
So he talked to the tree.
Yeah.
And the tree talked back to him.
Muhammad took it from the Quran. Muhammad took it from the tree, and this tree was like,
what?
Had a good connection.
He spoke Arabic too.
So.
Well, I know in Egypt we have a song in Arabic, it's Kalim Arabic. The earth speak Arabic, but I never saw the tree speak Arabic.
Oh, well, it is in Islam. Magical things happen. So Muhammad gets the Quran from Uthman, from Gabriel, from a tree, and even Umar is the one who inspires Allah.
Well, only a couple of verses, come on.
Three verses. And involves those three verses into the Quran.
You don't think maybe Allah gave ilham or revelation to Omar to tell Muhammad about something good?
Well, Omar is not identified as a messenger of Allah. It's just a caliph.
Okay.
Just a caliph. So we get to see in the time of Muhammad there were concerns regarding the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
So two companions are fighting with one another regarding how the Quran is being revealed. So we get this very famous story that takes place in a house. That Hisham and Umar is kind of in a about to get into a fight regarding the recitation being false. Both of them go to Muhammad, and then Muhammad says, okay, to both of the recitation for Surah 25. And from that story, we get to see under the early Muslims regarding the different recitations of the Surah, which puts someone's even like thinking to jump on someone and then stop the prayer. And in that occasion, we hear Muhammad says, actually, Quran is revealed to me in seven different ways. By that time, no one knows about it.
Okay. I need to clarify this to my dear listeners, our viewers. Guys, Muhammad told Omar and this man who are arguing about which one had the right way to read the Quran, is it Zikra or the Zakaran or the Zakaran or labels? I don't know, okay? They say the word different words. So they went to Muhammad and Muhammad assured not only one or two, but there are seven different readings to the Quran. Which means you're going to read the Quran in different words. It's not the same. It's not one Quran. That's the argument between Omar and what the guy named.
Hisham
and Omar were arguing the most because he said, you're reading wrong. That's not the right word of the Quran. He said, Muhammad did not correct me. How dare you correct me? Muhammad said, you were both right.
I'm not saying that. Because you need to be careful with the word choices in the Shia.
Okay.
Muhammad expresses that Quran revealed in seven different ways. Okay, in that story, Hisham and Umar, that's like the vision regarding the Surah 25 is so disturbing that person wants to jump over and drop him from his neck. Okay?
Sure. It was a big deal. It was not just
a
temple of conversation.
Yes.
Turkish accent versus Egyptian accent.
Okay.
Okay. It was that, but in a sense that I'm going to stop that person's play.
That was the stated reason for the burning of the Qurans, because they didn't have the correct marks in the correct spot, correct?
In those days, they didn't have marks. I think we can say regarding that division was also theological, because it states we don't want to be like Christians.
Okay.
Regarding the
Yeah.
So it wasn't just like how they pronounced, but that was like, that seems to be more theological issues on that. So, Umar and Hisham, they are from the same tribe. They are adults, they speak the same language, they speak the same dialect, everything is the same.
Wait a minute, so they are not from two different tribes that have different accents?
No, okay. They are from the same people group, from the same tribe, they speak the same Arabic dialect. And by that time, Umar, he is the father-in-law of Muhammad.
Sure, he married to his daughter.
By that time, Muhammad didn't even tell anyone until this fight kind of came across. By the way, Quran is coming to me in many different ways. Okay? First time, Umar and Hisham is aware of that here from Muhammad, Quran is revealed in seven different outlooks. And then we get to this similar story by two different other individuals. This time, Ubay bin Ka'f is involved. Ubay bin Ka'f is the one Muhammad said, take the Quran from. And in this occasion, Ubay bin Ka'f, as he hears the different drums, and then he hears Muhammad give permission to those different drums, and then expresses, oh, it is revealed in seven different ways. Ubay bin Ka'f has a doubt in his chest, of doubt which he didn't even have in the time of Jahannam.
So the man,
and then
Ubay bin Ka'f is a man which Muhammad says, if you want to get the Quran right 100%, what is that guy? He is the one who has the magic touch. He knows the Quran very well. And he himself, Abayda Nijam, doubted the Quran?
He doubted the Quran. Quran and this has been given like seven. Is that what Muhammad said?
And you also believe that Ibn Hafiz is about. Muhammad tells the story, the verses of the Quran in one morning, and then a week later he tells the same story to somebody else and he forgot what he said. He's a magician. You don't have it written in any paper. You could not memorize everything, right? He said this verses and he said it again to somebody else in different words. That's why Omar memorized advice for Muhammad and Hushayb memorized advice for Muhammad, but they both got it different ways. And that's when Muhammad came up with a good excuse. There are seven different ahram. That's right.
That is a way because scholars express those Muhammad expressed there are seven different angles because Muhammad is a bad memory. But what happens with the Ubay is the one whom he's supposed to take the
Quran,
Ubay bin Ka'b, he expresses that, but in that moment I had a denial in my mind, which didn't even occur to me in the time of Jahaliya. That caused Muhammad, the Prophet of Allah, walking through the steps, Ubay bin Ka'b, chest, so that it's all will be fine, he got beaten from now and so far. And regarding, so...
What is with Muhammad beating everybody in the chest? He beat Aisha in the chest? He beat Ubay bin Ka'b in the chest?
It is magical power. By fear, you can do lots of things. As you put fear in the hearts of people, you have power to change the world.
Mm.
For a short time, because the moment when people kind of move on from that fear, it's been all turned upside down. But what we have at this stage is Hisham and Umar, Ubay bin Ka'b, having problems with hearing the different Arabic ones. Muhammad is saying okay to them, but they do not. None of those people went out from Muhammad and then say to the other people, oh, by the way, Quran has been coming in seven different angles. Still after the story of Umar and Hisham, Ubay bin Ka'b is not aware of that. Still after the story of Ubay bin Ka'b, Hisham and Umar is not aware of that. And
if Allah gave Muhammad the Quran in seven angles, what does everybody in the Ummah, everybody in the Muslim nation should know it? Why did Muhammad keep the secret until people start on seeing this whole in a different ahad of the Quran? Why Muhammad keep the secret?
I don't know. You don't want your life to explode.
Life is
explode. I don't know. But what we see is people are not bad of it. There's even more people are fighting in the mosque. Even though people are going in front of Muhammad, when Muhammad says, yeah, this is how it is revealed to me. Still, people are not so crazy. Still, like, you do get more fights in the world. And this magical word, Ahru, is because today Muslims come up with many different meanings of it. It is different pronunciation. It's just the words are just different meanings. It is many different kind of approximate, 40 different versions or meaning of this Ahru. What is this Ahru? Bottom line is, we go to Sheikh Yasir Qadir, his Quran doesn't tell us about anything about Ahruf. We go to Sheikh Yasir Qadir, and Yasir Qadir tells us, Allah is the one who knows what Ahruf means. So we don't know. Allah is the only one who knows what it means. And still people are having fight and discussion about it. But whatever that was, which revealed to Muhammad in seven different Ahruf, which caused people to have fights with one another, which caused the Ubay bin Ka'b to get beaten. Uthman stepped in 666. That he got all that by creating only one. So whatever that was, Uthman got to go.
So now we have one Quran, Uthman did a good job to clean up the mess of the different Ahraf of the Quran. But how many Qurans do you have on you?
Before I touch on that, while you first kind of took up all the other from, kind of trying to fix the mess, in that stage, the Islamism tradition that people are complaining, there are chapters and verses which were revealed by Allah, practice in time of prophet, we want to practice it, it is important we practice it, but we cannot find those verses in the Mustafa of Uthman.
Well, I know for sure. I remember too. I read about them from a Tabari politician. I'm not sure. He's Muhammad talked about the stoning of the adulterers, and that verse is not mentioned. And Omar was concerned about it.
Yeah.
He said in the fact that people in the future will not be back to this ordinance.
Yeah.
And he was worried about it. And also the breastfeeding of the old adult. And obviously, I intercept that he was so eaten by Almighty Dagon, Almighty Ghost, the ship keeper.
But in some animals are very powerful beings. You do have animals who travel all the world and then go to the throne of Allah. You've got animals who have the putting the tummy to God of Allah.
But what's the limit? When Dagon descended, which by the way, the one Abu Bakr used to collect the Quran, was not one of the four videos Muhammad that said you can get the Quran from. He did a video that two people have to come to him, at least two people, to say that they heard the verses and there are two witnesses, and that's how he put the verse in the Quran. When people come to him with one verse or whatever portion of the Quran, and that person did not have a second witness, he rejected to put this verse in the Quran. Why not two people know about this verse which the Daniel, the goat on the street ate? Nobody knows this verse, not even two?
No, actually, this is what I'm talking about. This was revealed in practice, this is what they are not in the Quran, and they were not putting in the Quran. On the other hand, of course, on the other hand, we do have chronologists,
yeah,
who do not put into the Quran, who do not recite Surah 9, verse 128 and 129,
mm-hmm,
because those verses made into the Quran only by one person's testimony. So mm-hmm, you don't have kind of those problems within Islam. Overall, what we see is there were problems at the time of Muhammad. There were problems in the time of Abu Bakr,
mm-hmm,
there were problems with the Quran in the time of Usman. Usman did his best to try to fix it by getting rid of seven ahlul and by burning the Quranic writing and compiling the one so-called perfect Quran. And what happened was, something happened, even though those people, it was trying to put one Quran together, they get to read in 930s, people are talking about there are approximately 50 different Arabic Qurans are circulating in the Muslim world. We are reading from Islamic sources, expressing to us that Ubay ibn Ka'b, the one Muhammad speaking, he has only 111 chapters in his Quran, while today's Quran is 114 chapters.
Mm.
Ibn Mas'ud has 115 chapters in his Quran. Ubay ibn Ka'b has 116 chapters in his Quran. Ibn Mas'ud has 111 chapters in his Quran. And today, they are not, like, Ubay ibn Ka'b chapters are not in today's Quran. While in 900, people are talking about 50 different Arabic Qurans, which is being translated around. In that time, you get to reach the point where they are taking us back and saying that will become Quran of companions which is disappeared. And then those people are being beaten and even some of them have been broken because we didn't want to use the Quran or because they were objecting the Quran of
the when did one mean all of them? When did this year about all these books of the Quran read this work?
So Ibn Mas'ud is still of the time of Muhammad, like in the first century of Islam. His books are broken because he was objecting the Quran of Islam. And in 936, which is 300 years after the death of Muhammad, there are 50, in case my
English is not clear.
My English is
pronunciation.
What is that? Accent issues. 50 different Arabic Quran's that circulating around. And then from that Muslim kind of
how many Arabic, different Arabic Quran do you have yourself?
In my
position, I've got 37. This is, and they're not perfect the same. And the man made a challenge. I challenge you. I challenge you. Show me where the sin of the Quran. It's funny where the Quran. Let me tell you where the sin of the Quran. It is, the book is called Al-Ahzab. The book is called Al-Ahzab. And it is in verse 128. Al-Ahzab. 128. Surah Al-Ahzab. Verse 128. Now, if that gentleman said is not there, and he goes to the book of Ahzab, and he goes to the last verse, and guess what? The last verse we have in the Osmani prayer is verse 73. That is the last verse. But actually, that verse, according to the Muslim scholar, is that chapter used to have 200 verses.
Oh, that's right.
In the law of Ma, probably in the summer, it is verse 128, or maybe make it 114. What number do you want? Somewhere between 100, between 73 and 200. Indeed, 127 verses missing. My verse in the law of Ma, probably was edited. Now, if you have any problem, please bring me these 127 verses which are missing from Quran chapter 63 and Ahzab, and I will agree.
I find it fascinating that the original witnesses make statements. I mean, that Muhammad declared were the best reciters of the Quran, that they disagreed. I that to me just blows my mind.
God help me because I have a challenge here to read this, but I'm going to prove to you more than I don't know how to read them. But the beauty is from reading the Quran. You find all the errors of Allah. Forget about the Holy One of Allah. It is exactly in the community. How you live in the Arabic, I don't care. I'll tell you in the. And you mock me for the mother, pronounce it right. But the teaching of Allah, not Islam, that's not come out from the word. The teaching of Allah is the Quran is stupid unless you believe that your sperm comes from your backbone. If your sperm or if you know any man who produced sperm from his backbone, I will become a mother. On the spot, I was in the Shahada, and I was the best Imam you could ever have in that. The first one, one man who can produce sperm from his backbone. And I believe in Allah, I believe in Muhammad, I believe in the Quran. It doesn't matter, the Zuhur,
it doesn't matter.
Oh, what was the number?
Over 93,000.
93,000 variation, Brother Paul. And he's worried about you, some of the variation. Brother, you should kiss Usama for speaking bad Arabic. But at least he's exposed the falsehood of the person of the Quran. The message, the issue of not how you say it, not how you pronounce it. The message, the subject matter.
So why are we practicing thousand
tons
is the variation given different Arabic from. Only one variation would be very specific of itself.
There's only two.
That foundation of Islam is being checked by only this one variation. Mm-hmm. So what we can do is we can go through and look at some of those variations.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter change the meaning or not. Because that's the point. The point is that by letter fibers, sound by sound, dot fibers, even there were no dots in the time of Muhammad.
That's the funniest thing.
Even like five of Muhammad was not able to protect the world of Allah from a ship that 21st century Muslims are telling us dot fibers, letter fibers,
preservation. I see all the Adam came into the screen. Hello, Adam.
Hello, brother, and hello, sister. How are you guys? Peace of Christ be with each and every one of you as well. Praise be to our Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, you were talking about this earlier. I just wanted to help you out and the viewers see what the tashkil and dars are. This is Blue Quran. This is late 9th century, early 10th century. This is, I think, you were talking about. No tashkil, no dars.
You know that nobody can read that, Brother Adam. Nobody can read that. I could not read. I could not read a word.
Yeah, this is, let's take another one. Let's go to one more. Samarkand manuscript, 765 to 855. You can see the writing.
That Arabic to you? Does this look Arabic to you?
Kind of look Arabic without the dots. Without the dots, you can't even make a difference what it means. So if you want to see what it does is, very clearly, let's take an example. Let's show the people what you mean about. Let me just do something. If I can, I will just do that for everyone. You tell me which word you want me to take.
Pick up any word. I don't care. Pick up a word and then screw some block.
The first.
There
is no oil in it. I love this one. Yes, sir. Islami?
Yes, sir. Yep. Is it La Raiba or La?
Yep.
Can you change the word right to make it right? This book, there is no doubt in it, or this book, there is no oil in it. So the word right is oil, and the word right is doubt. So is it doubt or is it oil?
Because
there is some Muslim who Arabic translated as such as he did translate as this is the book which there is no oil.
Oh.
No, it's not oil. So
I like
it. That's how I'm reading the Quran. No, it's amazing, Adam. I was listening to the Quran. I thought, you know what? I want to learn about the Ahraf of the Quran and just reading the Quran. I want to really pronounce the Quran perfect. I want to recite it like any Muslim, you know, and better than any Muslim. So I listen to this guy about Zahra, and he's reading Al-Fatiha. And I'm not kidding, I got the video, I got the soundbite, I'll play it to you. Here we go. Ihdina al-Zurat al-Mustaqim, Zurat al-Ladina an'amit alayhim, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. It is not say اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. It is اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. What is the difference? Surat is a straight way. Guide us in the straight way.
is in a Zohar, a Muslim guy, that do the straight fasting. When you want that, yeah, that's is the word Zohar, which fasting wins. I laughed and I shut down the program and said, I don't have time for this garbage. All you're going to fit in the mouth is in a Zohar, a Muslim guy. Guy gets to the street party. I mean, maybe you think I'm making fun of people and being silly. Go online and listen to the different Aharot, the seven Aharot of Ephesians chapter 1. And you cannot tell what's left. And because it's exactly what we're talking about here. The words were written without Da'at and without Tashkir, without vowels. Go back to read English without the A-I-B-E-T-E A-I-E-O-U-1.
Yeah, so... Let me show you. Let's show to the audience what you mean right now. So let's take this particular word. Let's take this word, okay? Easy, okay? And it says this, right? So brother, can I make another word out of it?
Sure.
As ta,
ta,
or let me just make it aba,
or na. Or ya, yeah, alif. Two dots in the bottom make it ya.
It can be ya, sa, ba, or na.
You can put three dots in the top and make it ah.
Yeah, asa. And then you can actually have diacritical marks and you can change it. Do you want to read it as ta, de,
dai, ta, tu,
or with the zabar, or with the fish? All these three variations will make a different sound. And
there's two symbols in the Arabic language, you can make 50 words.
If you use three same words together, so this is like a kind of start yeah, so you can just come put together minimum of 29 different words.
Work in the same
word. Like house, to grow, to grow, to return.
Sure.
So you can put together, if you push with your mouth, you can even put together 51. So just one letter.
Yes. Look on the word, right? If you put three letters together, you can make a cocktail of 29 words, 51 words. God helps. God helps.
Chaos. So this is the chaos. By the way, sister, when you started showing these different Qurans, Arabic Qurans, they started to come up and try to refute it. Now this hidden knowledge,
yep,
which was actually Ulum al-Khasa, is in public, is in Ulum al-Ama. And these ulama and muftis have to come up and state the truth, state the obvious. Yeah, now they are saying that there are some variations. I think you have played a couple of videos. I have in your live stream as well. And yet they are trying the same blah blah that it is the perfectly preserved one.
Yeah. Perfect my point, brother. Perfect my point.
That's really the question. Muslims start talking about this public over a year now, as well as last year during the lockdown, they published the translation of the minimum 10 different Arabic ones. They say it's 10 actually, because they are looking at 20 different Arabic ones in that with thousands of variations with the translation, and that's only 30% of what they have. It is good they start talking about it. It is because, in a sense, it is called the Muslims to give up Islam as well. So, as I brought up the example of this is the book that there is no oil in it, that shows how early Muslims couldn't even make sense of it while without continental thoughts as well as without the vowels.
By the way, why are we taking their narratives and saying Zalika means this, Haza means this? We shouldn't just use their narrative, we should say that is the book. Because we say Zalika Kitabul Ayyub. Quran has used the word Haza and Zalik so many times in the Quran.
And
that is written correctly, except for this.
I made a mistake in my translation for Haza wa Zaka. Lord's willing, in the next print, we're going to correct it.
Amen. By the way, this is nquran.com. And here you have 21 different Musaf, Arabic Musaf of Quran for each and every verse. So, and they actually have color coding. So the differences are color coded in between different Arabic versions of Quran. They are color coded. So if you want to see the first two differences, for example, the Hafs and Asim, it says Lan and Kabira, and Nafi Kalum says Lan and Kastira. So the difference is three dots on the top versus one dot in the bottom, and the curse of Allah
is much.
And the curse of Allah becomes from an atomic bomb curse to a machine gun curse.
Kabir is big, Kasir is much. Good luck to turn it the same word. I mean, literally, they mocking me because I'm pronouncing the word wrong, because I'm missing some of the ridiculous writing they put it. Nobody put the small fatha, the small alif. What do you call it again? The small alif? Big alif? Big alif. Who put big alif in any school in Egypt? You go to any college in Egypt, you put big alif, you give your name.
Someone is asking the name of the website. Name of the website is nquran.com, but also there's a PDF version which has been circulating in English. There's a translation of the 10 10 clubs, so that's helpful if you can't read Arabic.
Atul, can we, Adam, you want to share anything else, brother? You're doing a good job here. Anything else you want to share?
No, please carry on. I have a video I can share it. Please.
All right. Well, what I want, Hatun, she has some good examples. What I'm going to do my best to read them, because obviously the most of them are going to make fun of my reciting. But before you idiots, useful idiots, and before you make fun of my pronunciation of this word, just imagine with me, you got two different Qurans, there's two different words. You can pronounce both of them wrong. Your Allah made a mistake. Your Allah did not protect this Quran. And if you can fix the problem between your two different Qurans, or how many Qurans? 37? When you fix the problem in the 37th of Quran, the problem of Allah, not the problem of Islam, then I promise you, by the time you fix this error, I will be reading the Quran much better than your scholar. Just fix your Quran first, and then come talk to me and make fun of my recitation of the Quran. All right. So, I know we have one thing over here. This is it? No, it's actually part of it. This is this one, yeah? That's the right one?
Yeah.
Get to the right space. I'm going to share with you. Oh, since I don't actually, I'm just going to do my best here to get you to where is some example of the difference Quran between one Quran and another. That's you've got like 220 slides. Why did you make it short a little bit? While Sister Hatun getting this ready, let me read to you. It's coming up here in a minute. Let me read to you, God help us, some of the errors of the Quran, linguistic error. So this is not Usama, that's not Muhammad to pronounce the word. It is Allah made a boo. Allah made a boo in the Quran. Let me show you the error of Allah. Forget about the error of Usama. Not important. I'm not important.
I'm
going to
get it.
We got this ready?
But also remember, it's kind of give attention to some of the variations. In Algeria, Hafs Quran is being banned. Hafs Quran is one of the Quran's with the majority. In music,
why is I not fighting with the Quran? Why is I not killing others with us? We don't have to do it. Why is he allowed to do this to the Quran?
Because in Saudi Arabia, Hafs Quran is being banned.
Why is Saudi banned the Quran?
They want only one Quran to circulate around.
Oh, they want to get rid of the other Quran. But I thought you said, I thought there's only one Quran.
There was that one at some, now that I can tell that.
Love again. Okay. Can you see that screen, Brother Paul?
No.
Brother Paul, can you see that screen?
Yeah, let me check.
Oh, that was sure there. Oh, I'm sorry. So let's go here, and... Let me share the screen with you. I said, what Paul is not answering? What is wrong with you?
I had to unmute myself. I don't see it. I don't see anything yet.
Okay, I will do my best here. And it is this one, I believe.
And click share, yeah.
Okay. Can you see this on the phone?
Yes. I would grow it, though. She needs to click the F5 button or or for the or no no she needs to hit the projection screen down the bottom right. She's in the PowerPoint, but she needs to go to the projection screen and share that instead of this.
Okay, I know how to do this. First of all,
we're going
to keep this one.
Or you can grow that.
I know how to fix it. I need to get the PowerPoint before I share. So let's stop the sharing. Stop the screen sharing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the PowerPoint first. I'm going to make it big. And then I'm going to go to you here. And we'll share. You see, Adam did not teach me enough. If Adam can give me 3,000 links, maybe by the time I turn 9, believe it. All right. How about that? Is it better?
Much better. Thank you.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. You are my special friend.
So on the screen, you've got two different plans, Hak Plan and Hashimidi Amas Plan. This is the variation for the Surah 2:184. Please remember, claim is dot by dot, letter by letter, verse by verse, sound by sound, chronic in perfect
distance. Here in the bridge, but we're talking about if somebody is sick or traveling and he could not pass some of the days in the month of Ramadan, he needs to do something instead of. So he needs to kafir, he maybe do something different than what he asked to do, which is passing the things on Ramadan. So he said here, yes. In half, that's the one we use in Egypt, by the way. The one you see last year. It says, Idiyat Ta'am Miskeen, which means actually the relation of not fasting the month of Ramadan is that you're feeding a poor person. Miskeen, for the point, is a singular, one guy. One Miskeen will need one poor. If you could not fast from the end of Ramadan, that's okay. You bring one poor guy, you feed him, and that's equal to fasting, which is dumb.
Why? It's kind of...
Because you're not, so the rich does not have to fast at all. I mean, I'm a rich guy, I bring 50 people, feed them for a whole year, man. That means I fast all year long. If I'm going to take it that way, you don't fast, you just get somebody else. Feed some poor guy, you equal to you're not fasting.
Anyway, the only thing here is that it says men, it doesn't define how many.
Masakin means what? That's a floor. Bunch of people. Now, Masakin is three in the Arabic language. Yes, three is Masakin. How about 20? Still Masakin. How about 10,000? Still Masakin. How many brother Paul?
That's what I'm saying. If you don't define, I mean, you might never know what number he actually thought of.
Are you sure you did not make up this fight here and you're lying to my audience and confusing and make them believe that two different Qurans? Are you sure that you're not
In fact, I've watched that video with that question, so I thank you. Oh, yeah.
Here is the concept of poor.
This is kind of hard to see. There we go. Okay. There we go.
How about that one?
Thank you.
Concept of poor. Baqarah, verse 222. ويسألونك عن المحيط قل هو أذن فاعتذروا النساء في المحيط ولا تقربوهن حتى كم هنا وزور ونريد هنا إيه يطهرون هل يسأل في السلطة يطهرون عن مفسا say I'm really wrong stop your stomach from speaking about Islam يطهرون حتى يطهرون which if you translate it in English until they purify themselves. But the English term, okay? That's one of my assertions, by the way. That is the Buddha's thing.
Probably.
Not the Bali. Now, look at the one on the right. وَلَا تَقْرَبُهُنَّ حَتَى Do not draw near them or do not, you know, don't get close to them. حَتَى يَطَهَرْنَ يَطَهَرْنَ What is يَطَهَرْنَ? Become pure. So it is يَطْهَرْنَ وَلَا يَطَهَرْنَ Where is the idiot who must make fun of me when you say, I do not know how to read the Quran? Which one of these is right? Which one of these is right?
So in the context, he's talking about then can you approach your wife if she's having her period? So in one of the Quran, then her bleeding stopped. In other Quran, after the bleeding stopped, she needs to have shower. After that, you can approach your wife. So Islamic school is divided regarding then you can have sex with your wife after her period. So one Quran says one way, other Quran says other way. The question is, of course, this is which one I'm not fond.
Two different readings, two different meanings, and maybe the Muslims who are practicing what we practice in Egypt, they're all living wrong. Because when the women start bleeding, they start having sexual relationship with them. How about taking a shower and get clean? Which one?
So, like Shafi'i school, Mali school, and Hanbali school, they're all different.
The different practicing of the Quran are put into these big schools. All right. Okay, here we go. That is Quran chapter 3, verse 146. Okay, وَكَعَيْنَا مِنْ نَبِي قَاتَلَ مَعْهُ رَبِّيُّونَ قَاتَلَ مَعْهُ رَبِّيُّونَ In English, and how many a prophet has fought with him for many worshippers. Now, in the one on the right hand here, that is قَاتَلَ وَكَعِينَ مِنْ نَبِي قُتِلَ قُتِلَ God help us. Now, they were killed. You fight with or killed with? Do you think they're the same?
It's not that what I think is according to Allah they are different, according to Muslims they are different. But let me just bring something to your attention. So if you look at this Arabic word, in the time of Muhammad, this circulated Arabic was written without dots.
Without dots, yes? Without the vowels either.
So this word, without dots, okay, when they add the dots, they translate it as false and killed. It can be elephant. It can be meat. So how many a prophet became meat? So see, like, with dots are the words. The meaning of the word.
I can't remember that.
But like, the point I'm trying to make is this word, this is
God, comes up with many things. If you make it fear, here, that is fear. Same word. That's what Adam was trying to show the film. Alright.
So in this occasion, it is important that prophets start with the, where they kill or where they fight and we can go to war. So not being injured and you are still breathing out and in, or you are just dead, and when you are dead, you cannot breathe out and in, you are dead. Which one?
Okay, I like this one. In our Quran, the one we use in Egypt, حَجَرَ وَخُرْجُوا مِنْ دِيَارُهُمْ وَأُوْزُوا فِي سَبِيلِ وَقَاتَلُوا you mean go on war, وَقُتْلُوا and kill. So you go to war and you get killed. You go fight and you get killed. Here, وَقُتِلُوا وَقَاتَلُوا So you die and then you fight. How in the world, when you're dead, you can fight?
Is this the zombie apocalypse all over again?
They did not kill him, nor crucify him. Wait a minute. Shouldn't you crucify him first before you kill him? So they kill people and then they nail him on the cross? Or they nail him on the cross so they can die? What is the right order? And Muslims can't come up with all different decisions. And I'm ignorant of the Quran. I said, no, Allah is dumb. What's the wrong order? First, you crucify Christ and then you kill him. Not you kill him and then you crucify him. But anyway, that's just my idea. You're dead, but you're going to fight anyway. Quran chapter 5 verse 6. Okay, this is about the wudu, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, it's Surah 5 verse 6. This is the
Okay, what's okay? قمتم إلى الصلاة فغسلوا وجوهكم فغسلوا I'm correct, right, sister? فغسلوا وجوهكم I mean wash your face وأيديكم your hand إلى أنا راح أعمل لكم إذا قلت مثلي إلى إلى ال المراقب المرافق المرافق عفوا discuss on the same thing. أو جاء أحدكم where is the word that talks to you? That's what we'll discuss later on. وأرجلكم وأرجلكم which means your feet.
So in the context, if you're talking about wash your feet
or
وانسحهم wash your head and your
feet. برؤوسكم وأرجلكم فاغسلوا وامسحوا. That's two different words completely. How can you come up with two different words?
So in one of them it is talking about
wash.
You wipe your head, okay? And then wash your feet and also. In other Quran it is talking about wipe your head and then and your feet. So in second Quran you are not actually washing your feet, you are wiping your feet. And this is the practice is done when using today wudu before the prayer.
You know how important is wudu is? I remember, hey, when we went to the mosque last Friday, this American man, who went to this American man, and since I have to, he reached his hand there. We go to the mosque.
Yeah,
that's your
heart.
Yeah, he reached his hand to you. To handshake her. And he already did the wudu. Of course, at home, there's no wudu in the mosque. That's a small mosque. And then we, so,
I'll tell you, I asked him what his name was, Matthew, and then I said, oh, my name is Matthew. So he kind of put his hand forward to handshake, and then I said, well, I don't think you are allowed to do a handshake. He said, no, it's okay. So he did
handshake. So he shake your hand.
In my mind, I'm thinking, okay, when he goes inside, he's going to do a wudu. Because he shouldn't be touching me before the prayer. And then he went in, and then I think he just took off his socks and then went to prayer without wudu.
There's no water in that building.
I know that,
because that's part of the problem, that's the place where you play ping pong. But anyway, so she ruined the man wudu.
I have said,
he shook your hand. You should come and shake my hand.
I didn't tell him. He said, no, okay.
So please, my dear Muslim in America, tell your new Muslim believers and then not to shake hands of women before they pray because she is unclean and she makes him unclean. If not, just keep some sand in the house of prayer or some good dirt so she can rub her hand in the face to be clean, ready to go. Amen.
It's only blood of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He cleans our hearts, he cleans our minds, he cleans us all.
Amen.
God or touching the woman, not touching the woman.
So, let's go back to that verse. As a sinner, one's the hell. Ghasli is, the word ghasli is,
I'm to the crew. So, yours are different. So, washing your feet or washing your
feet. Why don't you read Arjulakum?
Arjulakum.
This kasra here, I don't say kasra here. God help us, there are different Qurans, different words. Let's move on. How about this one? This is Quran chapter 6 verse 115. Here, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّكَ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ كَلِمَةُ Rabbuka, Rabbika, I want to say, there's no Ra, Rubi, Ra, Rabbika, Kalimat, Rabbika. Here is the singular. The word of your Lord. Okay, here, Watamat, Kalimat, you see this thing above the mean here look like a number one? That is Alif. Kalimatu. That's plural. Words. Is it word or word? Kalimatu with me. If I read the Quran to the Muslim and I'm repeating this one here, and I said, Watamat kalimatu rabbuka. Time out. You ended up reading this one here. I'm reading different Quran. Wait a minute, different Quran, yes. And how many different Quran? Remind me again, how many different Quran you have in your possession? 37. And you see there was like this word all over this Quran.
I said over 93,000 Quran.
Oh my word. Brother Paul, 93,000 words different between all these Arab Quran, the 57 she got.
It's amazing.
Why is Sonny left to get rid of these Quran?
He described for them or to them partners.
They described partners.
Plural. Okay. Or I say this word, صالحاً. جعل له شركاً. Oh, شركاً. Apostasy. A partner with them. Apostasy. Apostasy was the worship. Is it شركاً أو شركاء?
I can't imagine if I made a mistake and I say shirkan here and that verse here and somebody will demand that I need to be hung from a tree or something. No, both of them are right. If you say shirkan or shirkan, two different words, two different meanings, and two different air of the Quran. This is almost a plea. It's only two words, one, two, three, four, five. All right, let's move on. This is the one. Okay, I love this one. أفرأيت الذي كفر بآياتنا وقال لأتين مالا وولدا which actually is similar for the word child, a boy, a child, okay? Here, لأتين مالا وولدا is children. One is singular, one boy, and the other one bunch of boys. Which one is right? Which one is the one which is written on the Bible book? Which Allah, along with the Muslim, will detect? Remember, إِنَّا نَحْنَ مَزَلْنَا الزِّكْرُ وَنَا لَا رَحَافِظُونَ Allah will detect his command, his word, his Quran. That's okay. Where do you have plenty of gifted evidence? Okay, that's a good one here. Chapter 28 and verse 48. Chapter 28 and verse 48. قالوا سحران قالوا here on the left سحران which means two workers سحران is two ساحر is the one سحران two magicians and here Sahiran, it is two magicians, two complete different words. Is it two works of magic or two magicians? Which one's right? Yeah.
So
which one is God's word which Allah sent on to make sure nobody cheated?
Wow. I mean, that sounds pretty significant, too.
It's too much ridiculous. That's why when I read the Quran, I don't care how you read it. I literally feel like it's dumb. It's an empty dumb book. You know, Muslims for years told us it is the miracle of Muhammad. It is the miracle of Islam. It is perfect. It's pure Arabic. It is one. Never been changed. Never been corrupted. Your Bible, which version are you reading? The Quran of the Quran. Which Bible are you reading? Which Bible? It's all translation. 20, 30 English translations.
Kiddush, which one do you like? They're all a constellation. You believe one Quran, what about all these Qurans we're talking about? Which means what? They now marvel, now wonders, the way English have people called marvel.
He said, or say, not his name,
Brother Paul. If I read this one, I said, قُلْ أَوَلَا جِئْتَكُمْ بِأَهْدَى مِمَّا وَجَدْتُمْ عَلَيْهِ But wait a minute, I think that's what's written here. It's not قَالَ, it's just قُلْ. Which one is the right one? Which one is the God of God? Do you also have one air of the Quran written? You pronounce that word like you wrote, قُلْ like قَالَ? And then the Quran word, said, he said. Two of them. Okay? So, and he, until when he came to us, oh, that's Janet, this is a book. The one of the link. That's not Janet. Listen to him. Hatta Ida, Janet. Ja'ana is more. Two. Ja'una is three or more. Ja'ana, two. Is it one person came or two people came? Which one is the right one?
I understand it. I think that's something else.
All right.
So, like, you do have this possibility.
We can...
So you get examples after examples. I think, as I stated earlier, one difference is more than enough,
yeah.
And extra Quran is more than enough, because there is only one Quran which is...
And you know what, Akun, this is wonderful, and I love what we have done here, and we have, how many thousand? 4,000? 5,000?
93,000.
90, Brother Paul, 93,000, not 90, that's 9, and there's 0 for 93. That's huge. If you go through the registry, we think what, a couple of weeks? I have to learn really how to read the editorial well to be able to get, share with you the 93 difference. Now, if the, our dear Muslim can, 93,000, these 93,000 mistakes in the Quran, by the time they clean them up, I promise you, Brother Paul, I'll be reading the Quran like, woo! Hot. Now, I have to share with you some of the errors of Allah in the Quran. Quickly, I'm going to share just a few samples, let you know. The grammar mistake of Allah in my Arabic Quran, the one I'm using, not all these different things, the one in all Quran. Okay? In the book of Kaf, chapter 1:24, it says, La yanalu ahdi al-zalimin. Of course, if you're not Arabic speaker, you're wasting a Muslim year. Let me read in the past for that. With the good, smart Muslims who know that I'm not a good qualified person to talk about Islam, for the Quran. La yanalu ahdi al-zalimin. This is wrong. Why? He's supposed to say, La yanalu ahdi al-zalimun. Moshe al-zalim mean, you idiot. Your Allah does not know Arabic grammar. No. Give another one. Inna rahmatullahi, that's Quran chapter 7 verse 55. Quran chapter 7 verse 65. Al-A'raf 65. Inna rahmatullahi qareebun min al-muhsineen. You know what the right Arabic was about? Inna rahmatullahi, yes. Qareebah. Rahma, mu'annath, qareeba must be mu'annath, not qareebun. Allah does not know good Arabic. But that's the thing. I can teach Allah grammar right now. Same chapter, chapter 7 and verse 160. Chapter 7, verse 160. وَقَطَعْنَاهُمْ إِسْنَةَي عَشْرَ أَصْفَاطًا أُمَمًا. This word is dumb. Use the word asfat and the word umaman. Umaman means different nation. No, that's 12 asfat. 12 tribes. There's no Umman in it. They're not Umman. They are Jew. But that's okay. But this is it. Okay? وَقَطَعْنَا إِسْنَا عَشْرَ إِسْنَةَ عَشْرَ أَصْفَاطَ أُمَمًا. There's a mistake. Why? He's supposed to say إِسْنَا عَشْرَ سَبْطًا. Not أَصْفَاطًا. سَبْطًا. Show this to some Arabic teacher who has decency. Not the one who's trying to put publication, help Allah and help Muhammad. That's an error. Move on. سورة الحج آية 13 آدم خصمان اختصموا في ربهم. هو ده رأيك عربيك؟ آدم خصمان اختصما not اختصموا. Maybe Allah needs some Arabic listen so he can give, or Jibreel needs some Arabic listen so he can give Muhammad the right Arabic. Let me give you one good word for that. That's a beautiful one.
when Allah put the wrong era before. Quran, Surah Al-Ghashiyah, Surah Al-Ghashiyah, and verse 22. This is it. Lastu alayhim bi musaytir. Okay, that's what's written on the Quran. Bih means fad, yeh, fahra. Can you imagine that? Musaytir. But by the letter fad, you have the speakers. The right word is musaytir. The harf is seen, wa laysa bi harf al-sad. Mean. Yes, not far, but see, you foolish Muslim. I'm sorry, it's not you. You're foolish Allah, or maybe if it was foolish Jibreel, who gave it to Muhammad. Can you imagine if I have the time of the Quran? If I have time and I look at all these Quran systems Hatun have, and I look at how these words were shrinking, I'm just giving you the plenty of Arabic, grammatic Arabic, plenty. All I need is how many? Just one. And I said the Quran to why. I just shared with you 10. I just said, hello, here's 10. She shared with you 2, and she has 93,000 different variations between one Quran and one. Please, stop making fun of my reading to your stupid book. Maybe you need to correct your book first. Then I can read it. Read it. You laugh, Brother Paul. I know you laugh.
I'm laughing because I'm really curious with Hatun because she's been doing this and many of us watch those videos and I'm always curious, you know, with some of the Muslims who you approach this with a different some of these ones that you've shared today I mean you're planting seeds is what it comes down to, and have you seen any of those who sit there and go, wait a minute, this is just different. Does anyone come to Christ as a result of that?
So since it's like those five those is exactly the same. You get to meet with imam who don't know Arabic, don't understand Arabic, but they can decide to learn Arabic. First time when they see it in their mind is this is all about just the different justification until you put the two crowns in front of their eyes, and then if it is just the reputation, why they are written differently. So it takes pretty long time to kind of make sure Muslim makes sense. They are written differently, their meaning is different. Mm-hmm. That process takes very long time because so far they learn just by those. It's exactly the same.
A lie repeated and disbelieved.
And yeah, and then like that's just the interpretation. Nothing will change the meaning. It's like British person says water versus Turkish person tries to say water. But like that pronunciation different. Once they move on from that with their own eyes as they saw, you do meet these people who give up Islam because it is foundation of Islam. On the other hand, you've got people who see there are differences, they are convinced there are differences, and then they respond to the divisions in the unseen, what was it called? Unseen of the, this is the knowledge of unseen,
yeah.
Or Allah knows best. So you've got many different people groups. Bottom line is, as it shakes the foundation of Islam, our goal is not causing people to give up Islam, but our goal is as they give up Islam, they turn to Lord Jesus Christ with a fold in his hand and fold in his fist.
Yes.
So you will need short answer to your question, you will need these people who try to justify versus you will meet people who are shocked by it. And they don't know how to handle and back to that.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, because that was a very bold question. Let me give you a personal testimony that when I was so against all the ahadiths because I started reading them for myself, my only rock was Quran. And then I found J. Smith having a debate with Shabir Ali, and it's called a classical debate. That debate brought me to a vow that the Quran is not preserved. And then from Jay's that debate, the video, a YouTube recommended videos brought me to Sister Hatun's channel and all that. And yeah, and let me just say, this is a huge subject where the last rock that you can stand on after you read so many stupidities in the Arabies and the Tafsir, that rock starts to shake. And yes, it gives you a great impact to leave this evil country. So, if you would allow me, I would like to play a video in the end based on what you guys are saying to me. It's a response to Uthman Ibn Farooq, and Sister Hatun might be able to see some of his stuff in here as well.
Bihimul wasilata ayyahum ayyuhum akhrabu wa yarjuna rahmatahu wa yakha ويخافون عذابه إن عذاب ربك كان محظورا.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it. How's that? You know, because they say, for example, soccer in America, and the PK, we say, this is not man-made. This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it. How's that? Inshallah.
That we have certain scribal errors in the Quran, and it's something which every single scholar acknowledges.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it. How's that? Inshallah.
In the earliest copies of the Quran, the dots were not there.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it. How's that? Inshallah.
Human scribes over time have been human beings, and as human beings, naturally, they were prone to error. And they made many different kinds of errors.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it. How's that?
These kinds of errors are many.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it. How's that? Inshallah.
God generally introduced and told that the Quran was transmitted in such a manner that there were thousands of memorizers of the Quran. There were heaps, and there were such large number of people who had memorized the Quran partially and completely, and then these memorizers had transmitted this memorized Quran to the next generation, and so on and so forth. But on the contrary, we find Muslim hadith book as highly regarded as Jami al-Sahih of Imam Bukhari, presenting two narratives which say that actually there were only four memorizers of the Quran who had memorized the Quran in the lifetime of the Prophet.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it. How's that? Inshallah.
Nowadays, we would distinguish between several letters of the Quran that look alike by placing dots either above or below them. The number of dots and the position of the dots would distinguish between one letter and another. In the earliest copies of the Quran, the dots were not there.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it. How's that? Inshallah.
Same idea, different script with a little touch of tribal differences.
Okay.
A little flavor of, I'm going to put some down Louisiana spice. Oh, we're up in New York. We're up in some hot
sauce. Okay.
Just the flavor.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it. How's that? Inshallah.
And there are... Have you seen anything about this? None of them fully answered all of the questions that are raised.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it. How's that? Inshallah.
Because they remember the meaning of the verse, but the meaning could have been expressed in two different ways.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it. How's that? Inshallah.
Like, for example, there's a substitute word. So there's a word, for example, suf in Arabic, which means wool, and ayn also means a manfush. But it is reported that somebody read it as a suf al manfush, which is the same statement, basically, like parted wool, but a different word is used for wool.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it. How's that? Inshallah.
Now, there are some differences that we should note. Sometimes the difference of an aleph, and that should be explained.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it. How's that? Extra alif and waw and fa. You know, anyone knows spelling differences, scribal styles may differ, may vary. It's about the Quran.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it now.
How's that?
Inshallah.
In the earliest writing of the Quran, sometimes the long A was not written. So there is an Arabic word qala, which means he said, that's written with a long A. But in the earliest manuscripts of the Quran, it might have been written without the long A, so it looks like qul. And one might mistake it to think that it means qul, but only
this is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it down. How's that? Inshallah.
Well, in the different ways of reciting sometimes give you a different shade of meaning. But
this is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it down. How's that? Inshallah.
We have certain scribal errors in the Quran, and it's something which every single scholar acknowledges.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it down. How's that? Inshallah.
Some of the early reports about how the Quran was being read by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and by his companions, leave some puzzling questions in the wake of them.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it down. How's that? Inshallah.
But various companions may have memorized some of the wording slightly differently, and also written down the sermon slightly differently, but
this is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it down. How's that? Inshallah.
This is no longer hidden news. The standard narrative does not answer some very pressing questions.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it down. How's that? Inshallah.
It is reported by Anas ibn Malik. He says, Matul Nabi, Walam Nijma al Quran, Ghayu Arba, and then he names those four persons. Abu Darda, Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Zayd ibn Sabit, Abu Sayyid. So it says that these are the four people. Only the style is very restrictive. It says, Lam Nijma al Quran, Ghayu Arba.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it down. How's that? Inshallah.
We have certain scribal errors in the Quran. Something which every single scholar acknowledges.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it down. How's that? Inshallah.
Even the earliest versions of the Quran have these kind of errors.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it down. How's that? Inshallah.
There are numerous examples in which you can see these scribal errors in which an extra ba or extra ya or an extra alif is found in these words of the Quran.
This is the words of Allah. Find me one error in this, I'll leave it down. How's that? Inshallah.
Extra alif and waw and fa. You know, anyone knows spelling differences, scribal styles may differ, may vary. It's about the...
You know, but we're almost out of time here, but before, it's wonderful job. I don't know who could be doing it. It's a very neat, very neat job. You don't need one error? No, it's not about an error of a word of the Quran. It's an error of the entire message of the Quran. If all the Quran we have in the world is one Arabic pure Quran without any mistake, not grammatically, not one perfect, like big link. When the Quran denies the deity of Christ, when the Quran denies that the death and the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, that Quran will lead you to hell. That is the biggest error I want to hear. I don't want to hear anymore. I'm done with it. I've really done with it. Do you understand what you're reading, my Muslim friend? Maybe it's better. Do you understand what you're memorizing? I met with people who do not speak Arabic language, who memorize the entire Quran in one of these dialects, one of these writings, one of these words we're talking about, the difference between one another. And they do not know what are they saying. People I met from Indonesia who memorize the entire Quran, they're not even 19, 20 years old. And they got the reward, and they got the money for being smart to memorize the entire Quran in their book language. And we have no clue what they're memorizing. That is demonic. That's not a blessing from Allah. That is demonic. But unfortunately, for those who know the Arabic language, for those who are reading it perfectly, what truth do you have in it? Did the Quran say any truth about the creation? Adam, Noah, Moses, Jesus, Abraham, any character in the Quran? Not one is accurate. The whole Quran is stupid lie from the devil. Even if it was perfect. Read the Quran and confess the Bible. And you find the truth cannot be found. But in the Word of God, in the Bible,
And even if it was perfect, match the Bible. Have you ever investigated the messenger? Before you believe the message, have you investigated the messenger? Somebody come and tell you, last night I saw your water. This is another guy. And he was drunk. Will you believe a drunk man accused your wife for not being faithful to you, kissing another man? Of course not. The guy looks drunk. He looks stupid. You're not going to believe a drunk over your wife and his faithfulness to you. Oh, Muhammad, the child molester, the sex offender, the prophet pretended, the womanizer, the pedophile, the adulterer, the murderer, the son. You're going to believe that over the truth of who Jesus Christ, our God Almighty, who came in the flesh. Examine you, Muhammad. You know, if Muhammad was a decent man with some morality, I would believe in Islam. But you're following a garbage man, a very wicked, evil, sinful man, according to the word of Allah in the Quran, and according to the son of Muhammad. And you reject the truth of the gospel. I was sorry, Sister Mahmoud, when we saw that the American died 5 days after the birth. A guy became a Muslim for a year. Sister Hatun asked him, please send me a question. Well, I don't know. Well, I'm waiting for the man. Looking around. Here's the man. Hey, Imam, come here, Imam. Save me. Imam, save me. She's asking me a question. I don't know. I've been a Muslim for a year. I've even read the Quran. And then the Imam, you know, the man said, I know a little bit about it. I don't understand that. And the Imam, that's but he's just blind the phone to the Arabic language. He has no idea what he's saying. So the American Muslim is deceived, and the Imam is deceived, and God have mercy on the Muslim, 1.7 billion around the world. And these Muslims will continue to go in America, and these Muslims' children will be burning this country. Their children, if not their grandchildren, they will be killing your men, Americans, and you'll be raping your wives and your daughters, because Muhammad, the simple wicked man, taught him that in the Quran. When the American people wake up and learn the truth of the Quran? When the American people wake up and learn the truth about the garbage, wicked, evil man who his name is Muhammad? No. We will arrest Osama Dagdo. We'll arrest Hatun. We're going to throw Adam in the prison. And everyone will talk like that. And we're going to teach our children in our public schools in America.
Islam is peace.
That is the stupid American. Destroying the poor children. At this moment. And guess what? It is taught in school in that's exactly what will become next week when we begin to talk about Mars and textbooks. But since I haven't, I can't thank them up for just a lot to make the mind for the rest of this with this material. Since I haven't downloaded 226 in my community. You know how long you can take me, Brother Adam and Brother Paul, to study this material and maybe we'll get her back in the future to share more about.
I just remind you this, our God is known as faithful, our God is known as the one who keeps his promises, and he says in the scripture, one day every knee will bow down to him,
amen.
One day every tongue confess
Christ
is Lord.
Jesus.
So that's
Lord.
Going to happen, willingly or unwillingly. Our heart's desires, it happens willingly. Heart desires of our God, it happens really, because if it happens unwillingly, consequences are very, very harsh. So therefore, we use, even though we identify Quran as false book, identify Muhammad as false prophet by default we have to do, but overall we do acknowledge that Muslims are the ones who are just in somehow end up in that prison, and only Lord Jesus Christ is that God is saved.
Amen. Last word for Adam. Yeshua, Akbar, let's